Mr. Vice President, Nigeria welcomes Zimbabwe for their UPR presentations. We commend Zimbabwe for accepting majority of the recommendations during their last UPR cycle and acknowledge their national plan of action for the implementation of recommendations received. Zimbabwe has made tremendous effort in setting the legal and institutional framework for the protection and promotion of human rights through its constitutional provisions and ratification of many human rights treaties. Nigeria is encouraged by Zimbabwe's bold step on economic development through the launching of the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Economic Transformation 2013-2018, which meant to revive the economy and achieve sustainable economic development propelled by the judicious utilization of the country and human rights and natural resources. Mr. Vice President, considering Zimbabwe's economic challenges caused by the imposition of the economic sanctions, which has hampered the implementation and realization of the human rights, especially socioeconomic rights, we would like to make the following recommendation to Zimbabwe: to continue to mobilize resources and technical support to enhance the capacity to fulfill its human rights obligations. Finally, my delegation wishes Zimbabwe every success in this UPR process. I thank you, Mr. Vice.